Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, so we're halfway through the spring market of 2017, and we've sold almost 60 houses so far. It's been a good spring for us, and we have listings that are still up for sale, right? So some of our listeners are listening today and would concur that their homes have been on the market for 67, 75 days, something like that, depending upon when they hit the market, or even, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, depending upon when they've come on the market. So some of the houses I have not sold, but we've had success with lots of others. And as I was training with my team on Monday, discussing the different levers that a seller has to affect the change in the sale of their property within the market that they're in, the number one consideration is price. Because price is the boundary for entry into any specific climate, meaning a buyer who comes into the real estate market looking for a home between $650 and $750 is looking to stay within the boundary of that. They may peak above $750 to $775, but really 90% of them are going to stay right in that range. And then there's another group between $750 and $850, or between $8 and $9, or $9 and $1 million, so on. So there are these different boundaries. And how do people search for real estate? They look online, they type in the range that they feel comfortable with based upon what the lender tells them. Go to ericstewarthomes.com. Go to ericstewarthomes.com. If you're a buyer, you're looking, or you want to tool around and see what's active inventory, and you'll get what I'm talking to you about. ericstewarthomes.com. This is our buyer side. Or as a seller, maybe you want to get information on the comparables in your neighborhood. Go to ericstewarthomes.com. Set up a search for yourself, and you can receive free information. Maybe you're not thinking about moving for a couple of years, but you want to track the listings. But you're going to look in a range, right? You're going to look at ericstewarthomes.com for a range of homes based upon price. So a house that's been on the market for 25 days without an offer in the spring market needs a price adjustment. A seller may say, I don't want to do that. They may say, I reject that idea. I don't want to consider a price adjustment right now. I want to wait a little bit longer. And based on my 30 years experience, 3 weeks in a spring market without an offer is an indication the price is too high, unless the overall market trend, the tide in pricing, is coming in. You know, this is just, if you know that's happening, you can be patient and wait for the tide to pick your house up and it will sell. But when you're halfway through the spring market, you haven't gotten an offer, and it's time to have that heart-to-heart with your seller. And frankly, sellers, and I'm not speaking to those who are listed with other brokers because you've got a relationship already, but those of you who are just listening for information and want to get ideas, adjust your price 5%. 5%? Really? So much. I'm at $500. That's $25,000, Eric. That seems like such a tremendous a price adjustment. Well, you would have gotten an offer at $480 or $485 if you were priced right at $500. You know, if you go at five, if you're at $725 and you adjust your price to $705, what have you done? Or even $700, what have you done? You haven't done much. Adjust your price by $35,000. Price is a great lever to cause a reaction in the marketplace. And if you don't have to sell and you don't really want to sell, fine, you run your course out through the next couple of months and then you pull your house off the market and try again in February. Maybe the market will be better next year. But otherwise, take the house to where the market is. Bring it and don't be afraid to make swift adjustments to find out where that market is. Okay? The other lever is condition, and sometimes there are conditions in houses that need to be overcome. Now, I have a client of mine whose house we have for sale, and the home has a home behind it, which sits above it because the lot rises to the backyard of the neighbor behind this house. And so when you walk in the front door of the property, you can see the house behind. So the seller wisely put in blinds on the large transom windows in the family room, and also has attempted to plant a couple of trees in the backyard to also block out the view of that property, because frankly, that's the number one consideration we've heard from buyers, their willingness to feel like they're being looked at by somebody who's above them. Not a good thing for those buyers. So overcoming the condition, if you get a consensus, is a wise thing to do. The Market Ready Guide, free publication we offer out. You can call us at 800-900-9104. We'll mail it to you. There's no cost to you. We do this as a service. 800-900-9104. Call me today. Remember that number. You can call us and ask us questions. You can get our free guides on how to downsize or how to get your house ready to sell or how to sell a house as is. For those of you who would just say, I can't do anything, I just have to get out, but I don't know how to do it, request the as-is guide. It's a good one. Or you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and download any of these guides. You can also listen to the radio show. You can be in touch with us, be a part of us, sign up for our blog so that you can see. Now, I'm writing material the way that I'm talking to you today. I'm writing material on things of importance, like I talked about before, about do you have to disclose about water penetration in the previous segment? Well, what do you have to do? Okay, so we have some lovely homes for sale, and this is our business, is selling real estate, and we really try to sell the value. Warren Buffett said it, price is what you pay and the value is what you get. Well, when you ask the right price, people will see the value. Sometimes it's a discovery. Sometimes we price our houses above where the real value is because we're not sure based upon where we believe the trends are. Well, we try the market. If the market's not there, then you bring the house to where it should be. Let's talk about a few listings that we have on the market now. So we've got a new property. This is in North Potomac, 20878, 13200 Colton Lane. Now, if you're looking for 3,500 square feet for under $600,000 in Darnestown, Lakelands Park, and Northwest High School District, this is a really good value. $575,000 Rambler with four bedrooms and three full baths, 1,753 square foot living area with another 1,753 downstairs. So that really, think about it, 3,506 square feet altogether for $575,000, that is, what, about $160, $170 a square foot? Very good price. Country feel, great schools, shopping, dining, entertainment, and really a lovely walkout lower level. So check that out. That's 13200 Colton Lane in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We're putting several properties on the market this weekend, including new listings in Potomac and out in Virginia. And we've had success in getting quite a few sold, including property on Gray Street in Oakton. You may recall we put this on the market for $1 million, four bedroom, three bath. Williamsburg, absolute Williamsburg copy, gorgeous, beautiful home, and got $975,000 for it in Oakton, Virginia, in Oakton School District. All of our listings can be found at ericstewartgroup.com. New listing on Armont Drive in Bethesda for $2 million. This is five bedroom, six full bath. 0.64 acres in the Longwood subdivision, 3,844 square foot in Armont Drive. Really worth a look. Take a look also at listing that we have on Fallen Oak Drive in Bethesda for $1,898,000. Seven bedroom, five full bath, three level home, incredible house. It's in Hillmead, 4,369 square feet. We also have a 7411 Old Maple Square, McLean, Virginia, 1.798. This is in the Old Maple Square subdivision in McLean, gated entrance, gorgeous homes, easy access to the Beltway and Tyson's Corner and Langley School District. That and so much more at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. Don't forget, price adjustment will cure your sale and get you gone if you want to sell this year. Well, we're getting to the end of the show, and closing thoughts still ahead. Don't go away.